Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today. Today is Questions with the Queen, episode number 41, I think it is. Yeah, 41 today. So that means it's been 41 weeks, you guys, of me giving you this program. Yep, episode number 41. I am super excited about that because not only am I just sharing from my heart, you guys, I've heard from several people that have decided that they're going to jump into the business, various businesses, that they have been helped so much by this episode. So I'm excited that I just decided to share this with you. Once a week, I come to you with a question that someone has asked me because I really see now that I was meant to be a business coach. I have so many people that come to me and ask me questions and whatnot. So I just want to be that help, that light to others, you guys, to help get them on their way and get them to have a successful business as well. So today's question was, how can I obtain and maintain business success? And I really thought about that, you guys, because as you know, I've been in business for over 10 years. My business has been a wonderful success. I have learned a lot. I have gained a lot. And I have really seen a lot, to be honest with you. So I just tell people, you know, I want you to be in joy in everything that you do. I want you to really just love the life that you live, you guys. I can't say it any other way. I want you to love the life that you live. So when you do that, your life is going to take on a whole different meaning. It's going to take on a whole different just a way of living. So I just encourage you to get to that spot as fast as you can. But today my answer to that question is there are six ways that I believe that you can obtain and maintain business success. And they're pretty simple, you guys. As I go through them, think about your own life and think about your own business and how you can use them to your benefit. So the first one is to define what success is for you. You guys, I know without a shadow of a doubt what I consider success. Now, in the public's eye, you may hear all the time, million-dollar business, million-dollar business. I will tell you that I know without a shadow of a doubt that that is going to really encourage so many people. I did that my first year in business, you guys. And I will tell you, it doesn't always have to be the generator for success. And what I mean by that is, if with that $1 million, it's going to come a lot of stress. With that $1 million, it's going to come a lot of responsibility, a lot of things that you have to do as the person who is having that type of business. So I just encourage you, decide what you want that your business to look like. And it's okay, you know, whatever you choose for your business to be. I just believe that you need to know up front what you want and how you want things to look. And if you do decide that, hey, I do want a $1 million business, step number two is have a plan of action, you guys. And when you have a plan of action, I want you to break it down as detail as possible. Because here's what I know, you guys. Success lives in those details. It's in those daily things that you do that you will become a success. It's not into doing something one time, not doing it anymore, just really, you've got to be so committed to it, you guys, to get to $1 million or to get to any type of success, really. It doesn't have to be $1 million, any type of success. You've got to be dedicated to it. So I tell people all the time, I know that I was put in my particular business for a reason, but here's what I know, you guys. As life goes on and things change in your life, you may want to do something else. You may be called to do something else. So I want you to determine what success is for you. Don't let anybody else make you think that you're not a success if you don't do X, Y, and Z. You determine what that is. Step number two is have a plan of action, and we kind of talked about this already, but I just really want to emphasize, break your plan down into something that you can accomplish every day. I tell you, the biggest thing that has happened to me was in November. Most of you guys know I turned 50 years old, and boy, it changed my life. Not only did it helped me become a better person. And I'm just being upfront and honest with you. It helped me just get to who Cheryl is and who Cheryl wants to be in life and how I want to play in the world. So it was so important that I just, you know, become the person that I wanted to. So in December and January, I made major changes in my life. I want you to make some major changes in your life and have a plan of action how that's going to work out for you. Number three is tell somebody. I will tell you up front, you guys, you can be the bomb.com, but if you do not tell anybody, you're going to blow up all by yourself. Nobody is going to benefit from what you have and what you're providing unless you get out the door and tell somebody. I am really a big person that loves to study. You know, study is my thing. I love to research and study and get on Google and buy books and do this and do that. That's why every week I read a book, because I just want to increase my knowledge. I know there's so much out there that I can learn about being an international motivator and just really, you know, helping people get to the next level. So I'm always learning and just doing the best I can. And telling somebody, I would really say that that's the key, you guys. You can have wonderful programs. You can have wonderful graphics, and you can look great online. But if your message is not translating to the people that need what you have, it doesn't matter. Without that, you're nothing. So just make sure that you're telling somebody. Number four is to execute your plan. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, 6 days a week. You guys, there's not a week that I don't work 6 days. Now, I'm not telling you I physically come up to this office every, you know, 6 days a week, but I will tell you this, that I wanted to make sure that I am in motion for 6 days a week. And what I mean by that, that could be reading a book. That could be doing a number of things. So I just wanted to make sure that people understand and realize that you got to execute in order to get anything done. I'll tell you the story about me really quickly. I have been to now, as of now, 75 conferences in the last 10 years since I've been in business. And I will tell you, the first couple of years, I went and I listened, I had fun, I met some great people, da 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 da. It was wonderful. It really was. But here's the deal. I didn't come back home and implement anything because I thought, hey, my business is going good. I don't need to do all this stuff. That's just extra work. You guys, I will tell you, the biggest thing that I've learned in the last 10 years is that you've got to have multiple streams of income. Even when things are going well and you may be, you know, doing like me, I had $80,000, $100,000 a month coming in every month, you guys. It was going incredible. But I will tell you this, that things don't last always. Sometimes things get better. Sometimes things get worse. So I hope you heard me on that. Sometimes things get better. Sometimes things get worse. And what you want to do is implement your plan 6 days a week so you can be constantly in the flow and know what's going on. Now, I do say take time to study, takes time to go to conferences, takes time to do a number of things. And with that being said, you don't want to miss my conference. It's going to be November 4th and 5th here in the Dallas, Texas area. It's called the I Love Business Conference because I am the Queen of Hearts and I love everything. So it's the I Love Business Conference. Check out more. Contact me if that, you know, is an interest to you. I would love for you to be there. But here's what I know, you guys. I want you to know, what should I do on Monday? What should I do on Tuesday? What should I do on Wednesday? For 6 days a week, plan it out. So it won't be a mystery. It won't be a, oh, my God, what do I do today? Uh-uh. Every day, know what you need to do. You know what it takes to move the needle forward. So that's one of the things. Execute your plan every day, 6 days a week. Number five is get better. And, you guys, I really contribute getting better is to getting online and learning some stuff, you guys. Getting out the door, I commit myself to go to one networking event per week, so at least four per month. Some months I do considerably more than that, but four per month is my goal. And I will tell you that, boy, that goal changes your life when you really implement it. Because, see, here's what I know. It's not always if you can buy anything from somebody else, if they can buy something from you. You guys, it's just that connection. It is that camaraderie. It is that, hey, you know, this is what I learned. And that's sometimes all you need to take you to the next level. So I just encourage you to go to networking events, go to conferences. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 coming up for 2016. And I have really limited myself because I was at one point doing 10 to 12 a year, and that's way too much. You don't have to do one conference a month. But I would encourage you to every week go to one, you know, meetup group, go to one, you know, where somebody's going to be, where you're going to meet other people and you can tell them what you do. So I would encourage that. And step number 6 is teach your plan. Teach what you know, you guys. I will tell you, in 2015 is when I decided, oh my goodness, I am going to add business coach to my whole field of things that I do. Not only do I love what I do, I absolutely am so motivated to see others succeed. So I just give them above and beyond. I give them 10 times what they pay for. And the reason I do that, you guys, is it's important. It is so important to be that light to other people, you know. So I just encourage you to just be that light to other people. So I want you to be as happy and as healthy as you possibly can be. I want your business to succeed and just really just obtain and maintain business success every day of your life, but you have to put in the work as the business owner. You can't think that someone else is going to do that. Even when you pay someone else to do your publicity or whatnot, you still have a responsibility because it's your business. So I just encourage you to be your best. This has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, answering the question this week is, how do I obtain and maintain business success? I hope to talk with you next week. I hope you listen in on a wonderful question from the audience. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you in November. If you have any type of travel arrangements that you need, please contact me. I will be able to give you the code for the room book and for the room block, rather. And I just hope to see you here in November. The conference will be one of the best I've ever been to. Since I've been to 75, I'm taking the best of what I've learned. So I hope to see you in November. I hope that this has been a wonderful blessing to you and that you've gained something from it. I'll talk to you soon. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. Have a wonderful day.